Both at home and abroad, President Bush has put together a broad and ambitious to-do list for his second term. Dan Bartlett is counselor to the president. He says the president's call in yesterday's speech to spread democracy across the world is a key goal.
And that goal is to bring freedom and remove tyranny from the world, because not only is it in the best interest of the people they serve in the human rights cause, but also to the security of our nation. As the president said, though, in the speech, this will be the concentrated work of a generation.
When you speak of free societies, though, what about countries that have strong ties with the U.S., Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, for example, countries whose repression and human rights violations are well documented?
Exactly, and it's that very reason why we have these relationships with these countries, to move them along. Whether we're discussing China or we're discussing Saudi Arabia or we're discussing Russia, we believe that through a constructive relationship, you can make progress in those areas.
The current situation in Iraq shows, however, just how hard it can be to export democracy. Is it possible to hold a valid election when so many people, for security reasons, are unable or unwilling to go to the polls and where candidates are afraid to even publicize their names?
Absolutely. And the fact that there is an election taking place in that country is a remarkable moment for that country. We have to take a step back and recognize that this first step, where millions of Iraqi are going to participate in election, is a significant victory.
A first step, but in the end, what specifically will constitute a legitimate election? How many Sunnis will need to participate?
Well, I don't think that's for us to determine. That is for the Iraqi people and for the new leadership to work through. I don't think there's a magic number from a percentage standpoint of Sunnis, but we do believe that it will be a successful election, and one that will get them on the path to a more permanent democracy.
Now, you noted that this is going to take time, but are you worried that a newly elected governing body might invite the U.S. to leave? And is there a danger there that the U.S. would leave before the seeds of a very fragile democracy take root?
It's spelled out very clearly in the administrative law that is guiding the interim government, and as well as for a sovereign government, that we are there at the invitation of that government, and we will always recognize that. But at the same time, what we are hearing from the Iraqi leadership and those who are vying for positions of power, that they want the relationship to continue to reflect realities on the ground, and we both have a common goal.
In the president's second term, he's balancing a challenging foreign policy agenda and a far-reaching domestic agenda. On Social Security, are there lines in the sand, lines beyond which the president will not cross, such as instituting a national sales tax to cover the cost of his proposed initiative to move into private investment accounts?
Well, the president has laid out some principles that will guide his effort, and he does believe that raising taxes is not the solution to the problem, and it can have very serious effects on our overall economy, and that's the last thing we need to do right as we're starting to sustain this recovery. But he's willing to work with members of both parties to find the best way to fix the system.
So no new taxes.
He's made it very clear that he doesn't believe raising taxes is the way to solve the problem.
The president is talking about revolutionary changes in a program that many Americans are deeply invested in.
Yes.
And he's decided right now not to talk about the specifics, to let lawmakers work that out. But in some ways, do Americans deserve to hear specifics from the president? Do they
Absolutely.
Deserve to hear a bit more leadership from him
Absolutely.
On this issue? You're talking about their futures.
Absolutely, and he will provide that. He will, as this debate unfolds, it will be crystal clear amongst the American people about where President Bush stands. There's a timing to these things to make sure that we do it in a way that brings the Congress along and not alienate them, and that's what we're working through right now. But at the end of the day, the American people will know exactly where President Bush stands on this issue. He will give his vision and his plans. He's already done that in many details, and more to come.
Dan Bartlett, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Dan Bartlett is counselor to the president. He formerly served as White House Communications Director.